Hello and welcome to Break the Mold, where I share inspiring stories and interview people who have shattered ceilings, crushed their goals, are serving and slaying in life, and of course, have broken the mold. Okay, we are back with another episode of Break the Mold, and I am very excited for our next guest. She is a local Vacaville girl, and I'm very excited to introduce her. I have Haley, Miss California International, with me today. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Ashley. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, like you said, I live in Vacaville, California. I grew up here, and I've been back from living in San Diego for the last over a year now, and I part-time get to do some modeling and influencing, and then part-time working in a Greek restaurant where I serve and help manage and help with their digital marketing. So that's a lot of my life right now, and prepping for the international pageant as well.
Awesome. Thank you for being here. What initially brought you to pageantry?
Yeah. So the fact that I'm in pageantry is kind of like, I never would have expected it. Like, I was always an athlete in high school, college, like never would have even thought of it. Last year in 2023, it was probably like March or April. I had just gone through a broken engagement, and my mom and I were downtown in Fleet Feet. And I was going to the bathroom and I saw the sign for the Solano County pageant. And I don't know why, but it just like leapt off the wall at me, and there was something in me that was just like, I have to do this. Like, I have to check into this. I have to see what this is about. So I went home, looked at the website, and I just felt like it was something I needed to boost my confidence, especially coming out of an abusive relationship where I was like barely getting out of bed, not getting myself together, not getting ready, had low confidence. And so there's just something in me, like even in my spirit, that was like, I need to do this. I need to just try it, go for it, and see what happens. So I competed in Miss Vacaville, or the Solano County pageant, and won the title of Miss Vacaville in 2023. And I'm still going. So now I'm a pageant girl.
I love that. Solano County pageants is where I got my start. So it will always have a special place to me. And so I love that it has catapulted you into pageantry as well. What would you say, what did you take away from doing your first pageant and winning that Miss Vacaville title?
Yeah, I really had no idea what to expect going into it. And what I took away was just the amount of confidence that I grew in, even just from signing up to going through the process of getting ready for the pageant, getting the outfits together, preparing the personal statement, doing interviews, just the confidence that I had has really been life-changing for me.
So let's dive into your Miss California experience a little bit. How did you end up competing at a state pageant?
Yes. So back in November, I was talking to the Solano County pageant director, Miss Tina, and I was telling her, like, I kind of want to keep going. Like, I want to compete at a state level. What do you think? And she had actually recommended like the Miss USA track. So I was kind of planning on competing in Miss California USA, which is in June. And then a couple weeks before the international state pageant, which was in March, Katie Norman, who was Miss Vacaville before me and Miss California International before me as well, she kind of called me up and she was like, you have 3 weeks to get ready if you want to come to the California International State Pageant. So get down here, get yourself together. Like, what do you think? I think you'd be a great fit for this system. And I was kind of like, okay, what am I going to do here? Because at this point I was already like signed up as an applicant for the California USA pageant. And so there was this whole, like, if I win this and then I can't compete in this, like, what am I going to do? And so I just decided to go for it. I wanted to take the opportunity to compete. It was in San Diego, where I have lived before. So I had roommates, and it just kind of all came together in a really short amount of time. And that's how I ended up competing in California International, was because Katie reached out and was like, hey, I think you should get yourself together and go for this.
Awesome. How would you say that the experience in competing in that compared to your first pageant was? Was there any differences? Did you like one over the other? Like, how did you feel going through the process at a higher level?
Going through California, I had one experience under my belt. So I felt like I knew a little bit, I was a little bit more prepared than I was for the Solano County pageant. And the competition categories were a little bit different for California International. So the interview was round robin style versus a panel. They had fun fashion. So that was something I had never done before. And going into it, I was still nervous because I still kind of have this like rookie mentality. But when I got to that pageant of like, oh my gosh, all these girls have like been doing this and I'm like still trying to figure everything out. But it was a really fun pageant. We had like typically the California national thing, like there's a runway. So I was kind of prepared for that. And then like it was raining. So we were inside and the stage was really different. So just kind of those little quirk things that happen. But for California national, I really loved the round robin interview style. That for me was really fun to connect with the judges one-on-one and have like six different conversations. And then fun fashion was awesome. We also had a couple on stage questions. And for some reason, the questions that I got were kind of like perfect for my platform and just what I have been through. And so I was able to deliver on those with a lot of conviction. And I was just like, thank you, God. Like, you knew what those questions were. And so it was really awesome. I enjoy public speaking and like feeding off of the crowd. And so that was an awesome experience. However, during that pageant, I was like, I'm bombing this right now. Like, I did not think I was doing well. Sorry, those are my dogs are barking like crazy. But I literally like went back into the dressing room and texted my boyfriend like in between. And I was like, I think I'm sucking right now. Like, this is not going well. And then I ended up winning. So it's just all of the like feelings that get, you know, it's a whole wave of emotions on competition day and all the prep. And so that can be fun as well.
I think that those feelings are completely normal. Every pageant girl goes through that at least at some point in pageantry during a competition. You are texting your friends. You're like, I don't know about this. I'm either killing it or I'm really not killing it. And that is that is 100% normal. But at the end of the day, I feel like when it's your time, it's your time. And it all always works out in your favor. And when it's your time, God chooses. And it looks like he did for you. And I'm very excited for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. After winning California International, how has your life changed?
It has been, I would say a lot of it has like kind of stayed the same, but just my focus and preparing for the international pageant has definitely been taking up a lot of my time and energy. I don't think, again, with just kind of like signing up last minute, like not really knowing what I was getting myself into. Then once I got sent the handbook for international, I was like so overwhelmed, like 40 pages of all the things that, you know, need to be done and sent in and the events and the outfits and all of that. So I felt like very overwhelmed at the beginning. But I do feel that it has helped me just grow, like even in my conviction of what my platform is and how I can be getting involved in the community in that way and working on my confidence and my modeling and all of that. So it's mostly been a time kind of commitment and just really having to have my priorities and, you know, be aware of deadlines and those kinds of things. And so it's all part of the growing process. Like, I feel that it really is challenging me and helping me grow in certain skills and areas that I'm needing to. And so I'm just enjoying that part of it because I know I'm growing and becoming a better person because of this process.
Definitely. I feel like the biggest advice I could give to anyone who's lacking confidence is to join a pageant. People might think that it would take your confidence down a notch, but really, I never feel more empowered than I do leaving a pageant week. Whether I've won the crown or I've lost the crown, I always walk away and just feel so empowered by being surrounded by women who are just truly trying to uplift and change the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I love that you've mentioned your platform because that's where I would like to go next. Can you tell us about your platform and what you're advocating for as Miss California International?
Yes, I would love to. My platform is called Sound Mind Society, which is actually a blog I started like back in 2020, just around mental health and trauma awareness. And as I've gone through my broken engagement and just abuse in relationships and not even just romantic relationships, but different things like spiritual abuse and just toxic environments, I've really grown a passion for helping people heal from that because I know what it's done to my confidence and how it's kind of affected the decisions that I've made and kind of where my life has ended up by being in some of those toxic relationships. And so as Miss California International, I'm really focusing on kind of the romantic relationship abuse, helping young girls heal from and stay out of toxic relationships, teaching them healthy dating habits. And so I've been able to do this through partnering with a couple organizations that are local, like SafeQuest Solano and Vest. They both work on helping women who are in domestic violence relationships get the resources to stay out of them and to stay safe and have shelter and all of those things. And so I've been able to share my story even at my high school that I graduated from and just in smaller group settings, one-on-one settings, just really helping empower women to raise their standards and to not fall into a pattern of toxic relationship and settle for abuse that can so easily happen in relationships.
Wow, that is super empowering and I love that. What would be the biggest advice that you would give to someone who is going through a relationship like that?
Yeah. Oh gosh, it's so heavy. I remember just from my own experience, especially being engaged to someone where I was totally thinking this was like heading toward marriage and bought my wedding dress and sending out invites and all of the things. I remember just coming to a point and realizing that the relationship I was experiencing right now or at the time didn't line up with the vision that I had for my future marriage, for my future family. That was not this relationship was not going to get me to where I like the type of relationship I knew that God had for me. And so I think that there's a lot of fear that happens when you're in one of those types of relationships. There's a lot of your confidence is just so cut down. So I would say like continue to do the things that make you feel most you and surround yourself with supportive people who can empower you and know that if this relationship ends and you choose to walk away, that it's not the end of the world and you're going to be 10 times better for it. And God truly is going to work out everything in your favor. I know even in my own story, like the fact that I can compete as a miss because I didn't get married and I didn't go, you know, through with the marriage, like that to me is just a piece of the redemption of my story that now I get to own my miss title. I get to own being a single girl and advocating for other single women and healthy relationships. So again, I guess to recap on the advice, it's just to know that like you're going to be okay and you don't deserve to be treated in any way that doesn't make you feel safe and secure and honestly like the queen that you are.
Love that. I love how, like, I love your platform, love everything about it. I think that you are doing amazing things with that. And so I'm excited to see how far you take it with your journey. And it sounds like something that you've been passionate about before pageantry, which probably makes it even that much closer to your heart.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a work in process. Oh, sorry. It's been a work in process and pageantry has actually helped me like refine, okay, what can I do in my community? How can I kind of, you know, put some structure and some planning behind this? And it's just the like Sound Mind Society and what I stand for and my beliefs have all been sharpened through pageantry, which has been a really cool experience.
I love that. Let's jump back a little bit to discovering yourself in pageantry and let's see what has been the thing that you have loved most about your journey in pageantry so far.
A couple of things come to mind. One of them is just the connections and the relationships that I've been able to make and just this like sense of community that I found through it. And just in my experience, I've had a lot of like women that I've become close friends with and just have been a part of that building self-confidence and empowering piece that I love so much. And then the other part of it that's been really fun is just like embracing like my girliness. And I love the outfits and the dresses and the just, you know, being able to embrace all of that. I think that's a part of myself that I like kind of shoved down for a long time in my life. And so being able to just own it and, you know, embrace it has been so healing and a great experience for me.
I love that. I will always say that one of the surface level things I love about pageantry is getting my hair and makeup done. That is always my favorite thing to do on pageant week. I love sitting in a chair and just waking up and letting someone make me pretty. Like, it is one of my absolute favorite things. There are so many things that I love about pageantry that go way deeper than that, but surface level, love having a glam squad.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, let's get to know you a little bit better. So I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions and you can give me your first thought. They're really simple questions, so don't overthink it too much. So are you ready?
I'm sweating, but I'm ready.
Okay, well, this one's really easy. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Favorite food?
Tacos.
Ooh, love tacos. Do you have any hobbies or interests outside of pageantry?
Yes, I love Pilates. I'm a foodie, so going to restaurants, and that's it. That's all I got.
And let's see, are you reading any books at the moment?
I'm not. Oh, actually, I take that back. I'm listening to a book. It's called What Happened to You, and it's Oprah Winfrey and this Dr. Perry, who's like a trauma psychologist. And so it's a bit of like a heavy, kind of like nerdy read, but I enjoy learning about trauma and being trauma informed and all of that. So I'm enjoying that book.
Nice. Okay. And if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
I would go to Greece. I would lay on the beach and drink cappuccinos and eat Greek food, hands down.
Love that. I actually have one more question I'm gonna jump back to, but it's a pageantry question. So, what was it like to compete in and win the title of Miss California International?
It was all of that those waves of emotions that I was feeling. And it was totally one of those things where I was like, okay, I'm very competitive. So I'm like, if I, don't walk away with the crown, I'm still going to be okay. So that was kind of like the mental talk that I was having the whole time, because I was like, I've bombed this. The modeling has not gone great. Like, I don't know how I feel about this. And so I think to win, it was very emotional for me to win that pageant and to just kind of have that direction of the next step and to now prepare for a national level pageant. It was empowering, and yeah, it was fun. It was fun too, with all of the crazy emotions. It was just a really good experience.
What is the advice you would give to someone who's never competed in a pageant before but might want to try?
I would say just go for it. Like, just put yourself out there, because you never know what's on the other side of you putting yourself out there. Even if it's not walking away with a crown, even if it's just more clarity on your values and who you are as a person and gaining confidence, you really don't have anything to lose. Like, you can put this time in it and you can win and you can have a great time. And if you decide you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. But I think going through the process and allowing yourself to be vulnerable, is so worth it. And I think there's a lot of like misconceptions about pageantry out there. And so if you're hearing those, like, just don't believe it and go experience it for yourself.
What would you say is the biggest misconception about pageantry out there?
I think, okay, so this is something that I experienced, where I had someone say to me, like, oh, it's probably really easy because it's kind of like acting, right? And I was like, oh, I can understand, but really, it's like, no, this is the most vulnerable thing I have ever done. To really like it takes a lot of vulnerability and work and dedication to prepare for a pageant, to talk about your platform, which is oftentimes tied to something that happened in your life or a personal story or even a tragedy that's happened in your life. So to kind of reframe that into something that you're going to make a difference is incredibly vulnerable. It takes a lot of like confidence and putting yourself out there to show up on stage and to see it through the entire event, all the competition stages. So I think there's that. And then there's also just the, oh, pageant girls are dumb and fake, and the kind of like, just misconceptions of those, I guess you could say, stigmas. But every single woman that I've met is, I've met doctors, I've met lawyers, I've met brilliant, smart, capable women who just honestly blow me away. And it's an honor to just even be around women of that caliber, like, and getting to know them through pageantry.
I 100% agree with all of that. What would you say is the biggest impact you hope to leave, or the legacy you hope to leave as Miss California International?
Yeah, I would say just empowering. I think there's a, the impact I want to leave is for people to be seen. I know that like holding a title, it kind of does put like, even I'm thinking of like the little girls that run into you and, you know, they love your princess dress and your crown and all of those things. But I think even more than that, because of holding that kind of title, I want people to feel seen. I want to be a safe space for people. I want to grow my platform, and I want to leave a good, like, I want to be a good role model and a good representative of what pageantry is and what it can be and all of the amazing, beautiful things about it.
Awesome. Well, I am going to turn it over a little bit and let you out of the hot seat, and I'm going to let you put me in the hot seat. So feel free to throw those questions my way, and I'll give you an opportunity to lead the podcast for a second.
Ooh, how exciting. Okay, so I know we've met like just through social media and we got to connect in person at the Solano County pageant. And so through some of that, I've heard a little bit of your story, but I would love to hear from you, because I know you were kind of helping backstage and before you stepped on stage. So I would love to hear that story and what was the turning point for you to start competing in pageantry.
Yes, that is a big pivotal moment in my pageantry journey. I started working backstage with Solano County pageants around 13 or 14 years old, so as a teenager. And I zipped up dresses, got girls ready, breathed some confidence into them before we pushed them out on the stage. And I stood back always wanting to compete. And I never felt like I could because I didn't look like the girls that were on stage. And it took all the way until I was 31, I think, to decide it does not matter if I look like a pageant girl. I am a pageant girl at heart. And so I deserve to be out on that stage just as much as anyone else, and really truly built my platform around that, because I don't want anyone else to ever feel like they can't go after their dreams, whether it's pageantry, whether it's going for a promotion, whether it is just stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing something new. I want every woman in this world to feel like they are enough. And so I decided that enough was enough and I'm going to compete, and I haven't stopped competing since.
That's amazing. I love that. That's so cool to hear that. Let's see. So is your platform Break the Mold?
My platform is called Break the Mold, and it encompasses pretty much this podcast. I do a lot of work in the community with special needs kids and help them break out of their mold. Also, I do confidence workshops where I go around to preteens, teens, even women, and give them the tools to be the confident woman they deserve to be.
That's amazing. I love that so much. Okay, what is your favorite area of competition?
Interview.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, wow. That's amazing. I love that. Would be your advice to people or girls competing and wanting to do well in interview?
To stay true to who you are. Don't rehearse your answers. Don't, you know, write down an essay and memorize those answers. You won't come across as authentic. And to just truly stay true to who you are, because the judges will be able to see it. And if you are trying to be like Pageant Patty next to you or Susie two chairs over, they're going to see through that. And you need to tell your story. It's about you and your story and not anyone else's.
Yeah, that's great advice. I love that so much. Because you're prepping for a national pageant as well, correct?
I am. I will leave on July 6th for my 8-day long national pageant with International United Miss.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. What has preparation looked like for that, and How are you feeling?
I feel great. I feel ready. I'm very excited that I still have about 4 weeks left to continue preparing, but if I had to go tomorrow, I would be prepared. It has been a very fun but hard process. The minute I stepped off stage last year, I knew that I wanted to compete again. I fell in love with International United Miss and everything they stand for, and I could not wait to come back. So I truly started preparing the day I stepped back in California. And it's been lots of long sessions with my coach Kennedy and lots of homework assignments, which are so fun. And they have truly helped me grow in the last year, and I'm very excited to take on the challenge of hopefully becoming the National United Miss in a couple weeks.
That's so exciting. I can't wait to keep up with all the things there and see how you do, because I know you're going to crush it.
Thank you.
Are you down to do some rapid fire?
Yeah, I can do rapid fire as well.
Okay, sounds good. Go to drink order.
For coffee, it is a salted caramel cold brew with a splash of sweet cream.
Oh, yum. Favorite article or favorite accessory?
Does my phone count?
Yeah, I think it could count.
If it's not my phone, then I would say I wear these bracelets. They're called Little Words Projects bracelets,
Yes.
and they have little sayings on them. And so I tend to wear those a lot, especially on hard days or days where I need a reminder of what my purpose is or, words of encouragement. I wear those on my wrist, so throughout the day, I can look down and just have a sweet little reminder.
Oh, I love that. Favorite season?
Fall. I love pumpkin spice lattes.
Yes. And last one, favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time is My Girl. It's an oldie, but that one is one of my favorites. I
Oh.
think I watched it so many times on a VHS cassette tape that it was like ran out.
That's such a good movie.
Well, Haley, thank you for coming on the Break the Mold podcast today. It's been a pleasure to interview you and sign off to your friends now.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been so fun. And thank you to everybody who is tuning in. And I hope that you just have a beautiful rest of your day, week, whatever you're doing listening, and that you just take some time to just embrace everything that we've talked about, from owning your confidence to your purpose, and continue to just grow in all that you can be. So thanks for listening.
Awesome. And for our friends that want to follow your journey, where can they follow you at on Instagram?
Yes, on Instagram, you can find me at the Haley Kenyon. And I also have another Instagram account. It's the Sound Mind Society Instagram page. So it's sound.mind.society. And from there, you can follow along all of my pageant journey. I have a separate account for that. So I would say just go to the Haley Kenyon, and then everything else is going to be there for you to find.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the podcast today, Haley, and we look forward to watching your journey throughout the year.
Thank you. Bye.
I hope today's episode has inspired you. And I look forward to sharing more inspiring stories and interviews with you on the next episode of Break the Mold. Have a fabulous day, and don't forget, you can be defeated or you can be determined. You've got this. Hi, it's me again. I want to share more stories with you about how other people have broken the mold in their lives, with hopes of inspiring you to break the mold that is holding you back in your life. Have you tackled a dream late in life, made a comeback from an unfortunate setback, or made a difference in your own life or community? If you have just answered yes to any of the previous questions, then I would love to feature you on an upcoming episode of Break the Mold. If you would like to find out more about me or be featured on an upcoming episode, you can find me on Instagram at AshberryTheQueen.